Deutschlandfunk. Corso. Kunst und Pop.
The Ukrainian war is visually very present on smartphones and TVs all over Europe. Your film tells the story through the lens of the Klitschkos. What made you decide to focus on them, and how do you think their perspective shapes the narrative?
I wanted to make this film from the perspective of the Klitschkos because they are world famous. And they're world famous not as politicians, but as sports people. And one of the problems in the modern world is that we don't all share the same reality. We don't all watch the same two television channels. And the people who watch serious documentaries or serious news shows don't necessarily need this film, a film that educates them about Ukraine and what's going on there. But the kind of people who maybe are into sport, who are into just a good story, I wanted to make this film for them. And for them to learn a little bit about what's going on in Ukraine and hopefully to support the war there.
That's interesting that you say so. Your film draws a compelling parallel between the Klitschko's boxing careers and their approach to the current conflict. You're even like visually blending these worlds. What were you hoping to communicate through this juxtaposition?
Well, I think that Vitali Klitschko, who is the mayor of Kiev, is a great leader, and particularly a great leader for wartime. And I think the same qualities that make him a great boxer, which are resilience, the determination never to give up, the ability to take a terrible beating, but then to still come and fight back. Those are exactly the same qualities that are needed in this war, and that he has demonstrated and that the people of Ukraine have demonstrated. So I think the parallel was very much there for the taking. You know, it's the obvious parallel, but I think it's really true, you know. And Vitali's son says in the film, my father has this, you know, never say die attitude, never give up attitude. And I think that's what you see, is that here's someone who's determined to keep going until his last breath, fighting for his country.
Yeah, but we also get to see that he has to do like a lot of sacrifices for this political career. That becomes particularly clear when we hear from his sons and his ex-wife, from his mother. You have spent almost like 3 years following him. What were your biggest challenges in working with such a disciplined and strategic figure like Vitali Klitschko?
I think as a politician, but also as a sports person, he's very clever in how he uses the media. And of course, as a sports person, you don't want to give away too much. As a politician, you don't want to give away too much. But in a documentary, and this is what I kept telling him, a documentary is different. You need to show your real self. You need to show your emotional side, because otherwise people won't connect with you and connect with your story. And it took a long time to persuade him of that, for him to open up, for that warm heart that his ex-wife talks about to show itself on the screen. But I think once it does, the audience really fall in love with him. I think he's an incredibly compelling and heroic character.
Yeah. I also didn't know about this long-standing tension between Klitschko and President Zelensky, which even dates back to when Zelensky was still a comedian. How did this rivalry influence the direction of your film?
Well, I didn't know about it when I first started filming. I didn't know that there was a rivalry, but I actually thought a lot about whether I should include it in the film, because I didn't want to show infighting and negativity in the war on the Ukrainian side. I was trying to make a positive film, but it seemed to me as a journalist in the end, I had an obligation to go into it, because it was clearly one of the motivating factors for how Vitali Klitschko behaves. And he spoke about it quite openly. And so I thought, okay, let's include it, because I suppose in the end, this is what a democracy is. A democracy is a place, a country where people can say what they like. They can disagree. Politicians can argue with each other in public without fear that they're going to be imprisoned or shot or whatever. And maybe in a way, that is the positive side to this, is that it shows that Ukraine is a democracy, that it is a place that can allow total freedom of expression and speech.
Do you think that Ukrainians are agreeing with this heroic picture you're drawing of him?
Of Vitali Klitschko?
Mm-hmm.
I think some will, but I think that there is a great deal of skepticism and cynicism about politics in Ukraine. If you've been to Ukraine recently and spoken to people, they'll tell you almost every politician is corrupt, that every politician is just out to make money for themselves or their family. And we heard these stories about everybody, including Zelensky, including Vitaly and Vladimir also. And we actually spoke to a lot of investigative journalists in Ukraine to try to get to the bottom of this. And the truth is that there's actually no evidence of that. But that doesn't stop people in public in Ukraine thinking that might be the case. So I came away as a very cynical, long-time documentary maker, feeling more positive about Vitaly after making the film than I did going in. I feel that he's a man of integrity. I feel that he is a heroic individual. And of course, the film, if you make a film about a heroic person, you're going to have people being cynical about it. But I think this is a rare occasion in our modern world where maybe we need to, you know, accept something at face value.
Modern world is also a good point. I would like to zoom out with you a little bit. There is something intriguing about the connection between muscle-bound figures and politics. Klitschko, as a fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger, that we also see in your documentary, who became a governor, Schwarzenegger, that suggests a certain archetype. Do you think this portrayal risks reinforcing an outdated or overly simplistic view of leadership, of like this strong male guy?
That's a very interesting point. I think it does reinforce that image. I would say maybe it's not out of date in Ukraine at the moment. I think that one could have a warlike woman maybe in charge, you know. But I think having a boxer who we have seen do hand-to-hand combat with people, knock them out, produce blood from their faces, in a way, in a war, that might be what you want, because I think Vitaly is the person I would want to stand behind if I was having to go to war. I'd stand behind him because I would feel that he knew what he was doing and he's going to make the right decisions. I think in the case of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think it is interesting that actually Arnold was quite a good governor and actually has presented himself and stood up, one of the only American Republican politicians who has stood up and come out against Trump in a really strong way, and I think has found a whole lot of new fans because of that. So I'm not going to condemn Arnold Schwarzenegger. I do, on the other hand, think that, you know, more female politicians the better, and that maybe the best run countries in the world are run by women. I think it's not an outdated stereotype because we are in the midst of a war and he is a warlike figure.
You've made a name for yourself with biographies and documentaries, but war was new territory for you, following Klitschko even to the front lines. How did this experience shape your approach to the film, and how did it also challenge your sense of self?
I have never made a film which has put me in harm's way before, a film where I'm actually risking my own safety. And I think that, you know, my children are a bit older now and maybe I feel okay doing that. Maybe when they were younger, I might not have wanted to do that. But I think you can also overstate the degree to which this is dangerous filming in Ukraine. We only filmed very briefly one day at the front line, which obviously is very dangerous, but in Kiev itself and in the other places around Kiev we went to, the only real danger is of missiles or bombs being dropped, and there's good warning of that happening. You usually have 5 minutes or so as long as you're near a bomb shelter, you don't feel particularly endangered. Maybe the first few days you're there and you don't sleep much because the sirens are going off and you can hear booms in the distance, but after a while you realize that actually it's not so dangerous, and you're also surrounded by people who are living this as a reality, and so to indulge in your own anxieties seems, you know, inappropriate. So I don't think it really changed me, but I do think that it really did make me admire people of Ukraine and their resilience and their sense of justice, actually. The reason that they, that my feeling of it, the reason why they're willing to keep fighting is because they don't want a bully to win. They don't want the man who's done something wrong to gain from it. There's a moral sense of the, for them. And I think also going there has made me very angry at the kind of people who say this is a war fomented by the Americans or by the EU, by NATO. I think this is Vladimir Putin's argument, and it's completely wrong. And yeah, you just need to spend any time in Ukraine. You realize this is a war Ukraine has chosen to fight.
Yeah.
And this is about their self-determination. It's not about our fantasies about an evil America or the power of the CIA or whatever. This is all conspiracy theory nonsense that should remain on X. But the reality is very different. This is about a country which wants to remain independent and wants to live by certain values, which are the values that we in Europe live by.
Yeah. If some people would say, well, MacDonald did another well-crafted celebrity portrait, would that label bother you?
No. I wanted to make a film, as I said, that would reach a wide audience. And I think that this film, because they're so well-known, the Klitschkos, but also because it's about boxing, and you can watch this film. And we had a premiere at a festival a few months ago, and there were 2,500 people there, most of which were there because they're interested in boxing or interested in the Klitschkos. And they're going to come away understanding Ukraine and the conflict much, much better after watching this film. And that's the goal. So this is not a piece of art. This is a useful film, I hope.
Yeah. One last question. What was one thing that you learned about the Klitschkos that surprised you, or maybe even about Vitaly? How did your picture of him evolve?
Well, I think the scene near the end of the film where you see Vitaly alone in his bachelor pad and he's eating a bowl of soup and putting a few nuts in it, and you think, gosh, he's leading quite a simple monastic life on his own, and it feels quite lonely. And I think he says this thing at the end there about how every night he comes up and looks himself in the mirror in the elevator in his apartment, and he thinks, why am I doing this? And every morning he remembers why he's doing it, and he goes down and looks at himself with a new sense of purpose in the morning. And I thought that to me said so much. That's why it's the climax of the film, I guess. I think that's who he is. And I think he is a man of integrity.
Did you ever wonder why am I doing this while you were doing this film?
I always wonder that about every film. But I actually, this film is different because I had a clear purpose as to why it was being done. And it's not the normal purpose that I would do. It's not just about my curiosity or about what will sell or about some intellectual thing. It's about actually trying to do a small part in communicating a really important issue to as wide an audience as possible. And so I don't really care what people say negatively about the film or what they think, if it's totally balanced, is it sophisticated? It's not about that. This is a film which has a purpose. And I hope that it reaches as wide an audience as possible. And I hope that it moves people, because emotion is what guides people's opinions initially, I think.